And remember, our goal for today is to make sure that we finish up on strategy. We pretty much have that. And in particular, we're trying to work that guide and policy thing. That's the thing that we want to try to nail down. So I want us to do an exercise. And Stephanie is going to put it up on the board for us. Okay? Stephanie's going to put it up on the board for us. I came up with an objective. And the objective in this exercise is better health through weight loss. Better health through weight loss. But you know that's not smart, though, is it?
Right, no.
That's not smart. So can we put it in parentheses somewhere and make it a little more smart? We want to lose 100 pounds in 12 months. I didn't hear that. I didn't hear that. That's not smart. It's going to be smart today. It is attainable. It is attainable. That's attainable. That's in a year? In a year? Now, if I said in 3 months, that would be kind of, but in a year, 100 pounds is not a problem. Okay. Help us out with some, let's look at some diagnosis. What is the challenges, obstacles? What's here? Can we put some things down by?
Eating habits.
Eating habits. Poor eating habits. Yes. Huh?
Lack of exercise.
Okay.
You tried before and failed.
Pardon me?
You tried before and you failed.
Oh, you tried before and failed? That would be a critical issue.
Genetics.
Huh?
Genetics.
Genetics. You're around people who eat all the time. Environment, our work schedule. Okay, medications that can cause weight gain. Alania?
Thinking.
Bored.
Southern cooking.
And just not motivated.
Metabolism. Pardon me? Lack of rest. Okay, maintaining the weight loss. Huh? No, let's not put that up there. Health issues. Is that pretty good?
Yes.
Huh?
Low self-esteem.
I think that's good. Don't y'all think that's good?
Should we highlight the advantages?
Are there any advantages?
Yeah.
Okay, what's the advantages?
Smaller dress size.
That's good.
Motivation
for others. Opportunity to motivate others. Decrease medication.
feel better about yourself. Did you say and decrease medication? Enhance relationships. Enhance relations. Okay, then somebody said, what was the critical issue? We tried and failed? A critical issue would be we tried and failed. Oh, y'all doing some technical stuff. Technical, hold up, technical.
I got pass failure up there.
Any other critical issue before we go to a guiding policy? But that's pretty, you pretty got that, right?
Yes.
That's pretty good, right? Okay, I'm going to give you another guiding policy rather than you picking one. Okay, the guiding policy that we're going to, work with is a health conscious diet. No, we're going to use several. Wait. I'm gonna give you opportunity, but I wanna. I'm communicating something, because when we leave, we wanna make sure that we understand the guiding policy. So if our guiding policy is a health conscious diet, do you see how that has been an approach?
Yes.
Why it's not an approach? Okay, but
so I would recommend Weight Watchers.
Okay, wait. Okay, that's great. See, that's great. Okay, what we talk about now is a health conscious diet. A health conscious diet. Now, Sharonita, I remember when she had her baby, first baby, and she came back and she lost that weight. I'm saying, what kind of exercise you doing? She said, I ain't started my exercise yet. I'm like, you ain't started your exercise yet. How you losing that weight? And it was the way she was eating. She was losing weight based on eating. So what would be our coherent actions? Yes.
Reading labels.
Counting calories. Planning meals. Let her planning meals. Meet with your doctor. Education.
Get an accountability partner.
Wait. Let's not mix. Okay. Let's not mix. Let's just kind of stay with this. Because we're shooting for clarity. We're shooting for clarity. We just want to make sure that everybody, yes.
I think the accountability partner may not be a coherent action if it's a health conscious diet.
Right.
That's not a coherent action.
Why not? But let's say Pete and I decide we're gonna lose weight. Then we accountable partners. When we go out to eat, I'm saying you can't eat that, or she's saying,
yeah.
No, let's take the exercise out, please. See, here's what, it's clarity, y'all. is clarity. What we're trying to do is be clear. Remember the guiding policy. Don't just think lose weight. See, don't just think lose weight. You decided, because I made you decide this, that the guiding policy was a health conscious diet, so we can't be mixing stuff. All our actions have to be related to diet, because that's the approach. See, that's what a guiding policy is. It causes you to exclude certain things. That's why it's guiding you in a certain direction. So we're dealing with eating and food. Every action has to be related to that. That's why it's guiding. Yes.
Write down what you eat for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Okay. Journaling.
Drinking water. Increase water intake.
And eliminate certain foods.
Eliminate certain foods. Okay, let's stop here. Does that make sense now?
Yes.
Okay, so what we got is a guiding policy, and notice there's no actions to it. It's just a health conscious diet. So we don't have to have all these little sentences. We ain't got to have 3,000 sentences. You know, it's just an approach. It's just a method. Okay. And what we have now is actions that relate to that method. I think I'm going to get to you. I'm trying to think. You want to do yours now? You. Am I cross-eyed? Am I looking cross-eyed? You know, I walk. You know what? I walk cross-eyed. Hey, when I was a little boy, I was cross-eyed. And I used to be so embarrassed. I didn't like to look at folk. Because people say, who are you looking at? And then when girls used to do that, that really messed me up. Like, who are you looking at? Because I could look both ways and things like that. So when she said that, I said, am I looking this way now? Okay. Let's not get off. I thought I was being regressive or something like that. Hey. Something can trigger stuff in your past. It's funny how stuff can trigger stuff in your past, because when she said, who are you talking to? It means I thought about when I was a little boy. They be asking me, who are you talking to? And then you know how kids, they get mean. They get real mean. And then they talk with your cock eyes. As I got older, though, you know, they just start straightening up a little bit. Okay. Let's use another guiding policy. All I'm trying to do is get clarity. Let's say a physical fitness training program. A physical fitness training program. Now, that's our guiding policy. Huh? Objective's gonna say we still want to lose 100 pounds. We want to lose 100 pounds in a year. We just gonna approach it different. Now, I know you can get technical, call me and say we got to do all of it. Illustration, to help us to understand the difference. We're going to approach it now from a physical training program. Yes. Okay, we're going to still meet with our doctor. That's going to be here. Yeah, we need to talk to the doctor. Our trainer. You are a resident. Help us out if we get caught up in anything, in the mess. Anything else?
Join a gym.
Gym membership.
Group exercise.
Make a schedule. Scheduling. Make a schedule.
Consistency.
Set goals, small goals.
Consistency.
Yes. Information and education. Angela?
BMI. I was going to say choose a program that's right for you.
Choose a program that's right for you? Because that insanity. Anybody else? Okay.
Don't cheat on my trainer's program for me.
No cheating? Okay. Now. Question. We got a different now guiding policy, and let's so the guiding policy is general approach to handling the diagnosis that lack definition. It is guiding because it channels action in certain directions without defining exactly what should be done. It's not necessarily a goal or a vision. It's not actions that will solve the challenges in the diagnosis. It is a method of dealing with the situation that rules out other possible approaches. It rules out other possible approaches. So you can see now the coherent actions are totally different, right? Because the approach is different. So the approach is just general. It's the directions how we going to approach this. Now, I'm going to give you another guiding policy. Want another one? Okay. Here's another guiding policy. Oh, Lord, help me. Let's say we're going to approach it from a mental, attitudinal approach. What that mean? Tiffany,
help us out with that.
One of it could be, obviously, if you need to lose 100 pounds, you could be at health risk factors. So you could be studying of what would be better ways to lose weight. So if I'm reading a book, and if I'm constantly reading a book about how if I lose this weight, my mental approach will change. Does that make sense? So reading and doing courses and learning more about why it's important for me to lose 100 pounds. So, for instance, if you are 200 pounds, you will need to lose 100 pounds, right? So probably the person who needs to lose 100 pounds is at risk factor for health. So they need to study or get the mental mindset of why it's important for them to do it for health risk issues.
Part of that is the mental aspect. So what would be some core actions? You said reading, education? Education, reading, education? Dale said, go to the doctor. I think she just kind of stuck on. Yes. Daily affirmations? Yes. Change it. Okay.
A vision board, something that you can look at every day.
A vision board. You know, when I was working on my six pack, I had a picture of this man, and he had his shirt off and all these muscles and stuff like that. I lost my picture, but the picture was up on the mirror. So every time I looked at that guy, I saw what life could be like. So vision, you know, a vision. Okay. That's good. Did you get that?
Okay. Yes.
Making health a habit.
Making health a habit.
Health.
Health a habit.
Okay.
Yes.
Counseling.
Gotcha. One more.
You have to overcome a defeatist attitude.
Okay.
If you've been doing this and trying over and over again, you get to the point where you don't think you can do it, so you have to overcome a defeatist attitude.
And a part of that probably would be with the word and meditation and all that kind of stuff. Here again, all we're trying to do is bring clarity. Notice the approach is totally different, right? Okay, let's use another one. Let's say drugs and supplements. Go on, see your doctor up there. before Dale said, see your doctor. Yeah, you're right. You're right. That's why I told her to put it up there. Okay, with drugs and supplements. Yes. Watch Dr. Oz. Research, education. Know the risk. Yes. Consult an herbalist. Y'all getting this? Is it making sense? Okay, we can stop right there. Notice here again, the approach is totally different. Now, in a real world situation, you may be mixing all this, but I'm separating it for the sake of us understanding how a guiding policy should guide our actions. Every action now is related to the approach or the method. Let's use one more time. One more. Let's say surgery. Talk to others who had the surgery.
Research the risk.
Prayer. The type of surgery.
Your physician.
Save money.
Research physician.
Huh?
Save money
toward it.
No. Try to get your insurance.
A specialist.
Research time off and disability.
Time off, research time off, disability. And you know what? All these are really good stuff. I mean, think about it. We're using an example, but this is sometimes people do things and they don't think through it. See, they don't think, they make major decisions and they don't think through it. If nothing more than taking this and applying it in other areas, it helps us to think through. If we went no further, you can see how surgery is a different approach than a physical fitness or a diet thing. It's a different approach. That's what a guiding policy is. It's the approach. Once you take this approach, then it's going to exclude you or hinder you from going in other directions. That's why it's not good to have multiple guiding policies. And Byron mentioned that. You don't want to have multiple guiding policies because your guiding policy is going to channel your actions. And it should be based on resources, should be based on your time and all those things. You want to channel your energy in a certain direction so that you can get the maximal results. Does that make sense? Did it help anybody? So you can see why when we start thinking about these guiding policies, we're not trying to think about multi-layer actions now to cover everything that we're dealing with. What approach we're going to use? Is it going to be a war? Is it going to be diplomacy? We're going to leverage college campus? Is it going to be surgery? Is it going to be physical training? What approach are we going to use? Then it becomes easier to come up with those coherent actions. Yes. Right.
Okay.
We could have made it a little more specific. Anything else? Resident, specialist, expert? Nothing else? Okay. Yes, sir. Well, you know, there's another component to this. We set the objective, we got a strategy, but we got to execute. In the execution of it, we end up making adjustments. See, we'll make adjustments based off execution because there's certain guidelines we're going to take to execute this. Because all we got now is coherent action, but we ain't done nothing. And the next part of it is execution. Once we get into that, we should constantly be evaluating how effective we're being in accomplishing what we... And then we may have to go back to the drawing board. Now, here again, I want to reiterate this. I do understand in a weight loss situation, you may combine all these things like diet and exercise and all that. You may combine. I wanted to separate it for the sake of illustration so that we can see how the guiding policy directs which way we're going to go. Does it make sense to anybody here?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Our objective would be broader than that.
Yes.
This would be our goal.
Yeah. Our objective would be better health through weight loss.
That's our goal.
That's our goal.
Gotcha. Just want to keep you in, you know.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Our other resident expert. If there's no more questions, then I'm going to turn it over to our other resident experts, Stephanie.
Okay, praise the Lord. Pastor Mike has taught us about strategy. Then we did a guided example. Now we're going to do an individual example. It's not a test. Pastor Mike, do we need to turn this in?
Let's keep them off. Let's have that know.
Okay. We'll tell you at the end.
I know that's an important question. Do we have to turn it in? But we just go keep you guessing.
Could you raise your hand if you do not have a handout? Thank you. Keep it raised until you get one. Thanks. All right, does everyone have a handout at this time? Okay, good, praise the Lord. All right, if you can see, this is a strategy. We are well informed and well equipped and well able to possess the land, right? This is easy, right? This is us demonstrating what we have now learned. All right, so if you see at the top, our overall thing is to bring value to the organization. And the strategic objective is to increase the amount of value that I myself bring to Faith Chapel Christian Center. I have a question. Okay. All right, so we know the components of our strategy, the diagnosis, the guiding policy, and the coherent actions. So begin.
I do want you to put your name on it. I do want you to put your name on it because I like to look at it.
Okay. Do I have anyone that would like to share with us? Come on, Ms. Holt.
You're welcome. The way that I plan on increasing value to the organization is, well, first of all, I go over my diagnosis. Job description, trust, communication, personality, and I'm headstrong, but y'all didn't know that. Ms. Wilma, why was that so funny? My guiding policy is to communicate better. The one thing that I learned is that most of the time when we do a SWOT analysis in our ministries, they always mention communication. So if I want to add the most value to the organization, then I need to commit to communicate better. The way that I plan on doing that is to discuss matters of concern with the appropriate person or persons. Think through before speaking, but I will not overthink it. I'll be hot, honest, open, and transparent. I'll think about who needs to know and when they need to know. I'll make more care calls to our leaders and vision partners, and then I will solicit feedback from my supervisor, peers, and vision partners.
Wow, praise the Lord. All right, do I have another volunteer? Okay, Mr. Taylor.
Choice. Bishop Moore. Appropriate platform guest. Well, that, you know, that she know who she is. We're just dealing with the, yeah. First of all, just a disclaimer. I ain't struggling with none of this. This is an illustration, okay? Okay. All right. The objective was increase amount of value I bring. Well, under diagnosis, I put, and these are things that you diagnose, so you may have a lack of perception of duties by superiors. You may have your own self-doubt, or you may have a need to work on projects that affect the entire organization positively. That way they can see your value. Well, I took a guiding policy that approached the third item in the diagnosis, which was to join committees outside your immediate area to assist them. Among the coherent actions that would point to that would be to acquire a list of committees that you can assist with your skills. Two, you can ask other employees what committees they enjoyed working on. You can also inquire about corporate events coming up that your skills could enhance. And finally, you must maintain your current work quality, so balance your time.
Thank you. Did I see another hand? Would anyone else like to share with us? How are you going to bring value? Ms. Smith?
Yeah. increase the amount of value I bring to Faith Chapel. I took a little different approach. Yes, and the guiding policy was a different approach. The diagnosis, there's only one person consistently available in my area, which is theater and dance. Volunteers have to be trained on everything by a handful of those who know what to do. Hiring more employees for theater and dance isn't an option. Some volunteers have little experience to pull from, but that's a good thing because we need what is available. The volunteers are hungry and eager to learn. Our church is not really art-centered. There's lack of opportunities on a regular basis for volunteers to practice what they are learning. But good thing is that volunteers have and bring good ideas for ministry growth and opportunities. So the guiding policy is to lead through people. Establish and develop leaders for various roles and responsibilities in theater and dance. Train new leaders in their roles. Guide the new leaders. Encourage the leaders and spend one-to-one time with them. Address ministry issues up front. Keep the team concept before the leaders so that they can get others involved. Encourage leaders to bring and implement ideas. And I'll read and gain more knowledge on leading others.
Thank you. Anyone else? Okay, Mr. Anderson.
Put a few points down for me, Pastor. Participation points. Okay. It's a little participation for us. Put that in. Okay. Okay. Increase the amount of value I can bring to FCC, and the guiding policy is increase momentum in the work environment. The diagnosis was good team members, work ethic, doers, demotivated workers, 55 employees, vision partner enrollment, negativity, trustworthiness, tired, unsupported efforts, unfulfilled desires, and past hurts. Coherent actions would be encourage fellow team members, let excitement show physically and verbally, shine in customer service, communicate and express opinions and ideas, speak to everyone and say something positive, assist teammates with excitement, and display loving people every day, self-motivate yourself, and speak positive all the time.
What was your guiding policy?
Increase momentum in the work environment.
Thank you. Any other volunteers? Okay, Minister Blaylock. Minister.
Well, if y'all bishop, I can be bishop. Arnold a bishop. You a bishop today? Okay. The objective is to increase the amount of value that you bring to Faith Chapel. In the diagnosis, I put lack of time to get more involved in other team projects across the board. Advantage I listed was years of experience in various roles in the church. Lack of knowledge concerning technology. And my guiding policy would be to increase my technology knowledge base as a guiding policy. So my coherent actions would be to take some tutorials online that would help me so I can save more time and I'd have more time available to go help in other areas. Read more on new applications that are available that help you save time. Get me that thing Miss Pete got for her birthday, Connie. sound like a fleece, but anyway, and find someone that's willing to work with me one-on-one, because it's a little hard for me to do stuff just from tutorials, so I would need somebody, Sharonita. No, I don't need you. Sharonita teaching you. I need somebody to help me one-on-one with training so that I can learn how to use some of the stuff like Vaya she got on her little phone and all that. So that's my action.
Thank you. Well, if no one else is, does anyone else want to share with us? Okay.
Okay, so we know what the objective is. My diagnosis was newness of the bridge equals undefined or ever-changing roles and responsibilities. Training on business startup, lack of training on business startup and running multiple facilities. One challenge is that we began the process of execution before the strategy process was implemented and defined. So we're backtracking a little bit. Some of the advantages is that the increased, it will result in increased knowledge and understanding for future endeavors, an opportunity to assist Pastor Mike and Ms. Pete and to expand the reach of God's kingdom on the earth. My guiding policy was I just took one of my diagnoses and I said focus on training for multifunctional facilities. So my coherent actions would be to research and find training resources, join organizations dealing with hospitality, the hospitality industry and restaurants, find books and literature on business startup, enhance leadership skills in dealing with employees, and ensure employees have training for their specific areas, which will enhance my value to the organization.
Thank you. Anybody else? Okay, praise the Lord. I'm not going to, you know, pull on you, but I think all of us have now been able to see how we're to take this and run with it. Are there any questions at this time? Nope. Okay, I'll turn it back over to Pastor Mike.
This session purely dealt with the strategy part. We wanted to go back over it. Is it clearer to you? Okay, clearer to you? Great. I do want you to turn in your thing. You're not going to get a grade on it. It just helps me to get a little more familiar with you. So I am going to look at each one of these. But we will go to execution next. And see, we give you a little change today. We're going to go to execution next. And then I mentioned, let me see here. That's March what? March 13th. And we're going to be talking about execution. So you can read your manual in that area. And then on the 27th of March, I want you to allocate all day for that. From 9 to 3. Not sure we use all of it, but I want you to allocate because we're going to do a thing that embrace everything. So you just want to review everything that we've talked about, and then we'll come in, and I believe it's going to be good. And then we will have concluded this module, and then we'll go into some other leadership things. But I love you. I'm very proud of you, and I am pleased. Very pleased. I know anytime you're doing anything, you want to know, am I pleasing? Well, I want you to know I'm very pleased because I see many of you pushing yourself out there and you're doing stuff that you wouldn't normally do, which is great. That's how you become better at leadership, is you push yourself out of your comfort zone and you expand your capacity. I will say this. I think you did it this morning. Whenever you stand up here, don't let us know what your comfort level is. Okay, don't let us know. Don't let us know. If it's new to you, don't tell us. If you're uncomfortable, don't tell us. Don't let your audience know where you are because it draws attention to that. People start looking for that. They don't know whether you're comfortable or not comfortable. You know, I remember when I learned to fake it till I could make it. And there are times when I would get up and speak, and I'd be just as nervous as I want to be. And my mouth would be dry, and all kinds of thoughts would be running through my head and stuff like that. And I'm trying to memorize the stuff and look at folk and all that. But I learned you never communicate to your audience your comfort level, your experience level, or whatever. You never do that. You just do your thing. And that way nobody knows, nobody know what's going on with you in that particular area. But I'm very proud of you. I just think you're awesome. And here again, it's very important that we push everything down. Very important that we push everything down. Love y'all. Good to have you, Barbara. Was it good today?
Yes, it was.
Okay, good.